With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Jalen Ramsey is ready for one last hurrah with the Jags. The Panthers are being coy about their starting quarterback this weekend, even when it's obvious, and your daily Antonio Brown update, because no day in the NFL is complete without one. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Jonathan Jones, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, September 19th. Jalen Ramsey is set to play tonight for the Jaguars in what will most certainly be his last game for the Jacksonville franchise that drafted him fifth overall in 2016. The All-Pro cornerback and his representation requested a trade out of Jacksonville shortly after the Jags lost to Houston last week and a sideline confrontation with head coach Doug Marrone. Ramsey said earlier this week he's willing to play for the Jags as long as he's with the team, and it appears that will be the case tonight against the Tennessee Titans. The Jags are looking for trade compensation on the order of two first-round picks. It's unclear if they'll get that sort of haul, but ESPN's Josina Anderson reports the Chiefs, Ravens, Vikings, Raiders, Eagles, and Seahawks have made substantial inquiries for Ramsey's services. Playing Ramsey tonight seems like a bit of a double-edged sword for the Jags. On one hand, he's probably Jacksonville's best player, and the 0-2 Jags would have better odds of improving to 1-2 with him on the field. On the other, playing a short-timer like Ramsey exposes him to injury, and any significant injury would greatly impact his trade value. The Carolina Panthers won't name Kyle Allen the starter against the Cardinals on Sunday, even though every indication is that he will be. Cam Newton was spotted in a walking boot Thursday afternoon after re-aggravating a midfoot sprain in last Thursday's loss to the Buccaneers. Newton has already missed 2 days of practice with the injury after missing a week and a half the last time this happened in a preseason game against the Patriots in August. Peppered with questions about Newton's availability for Sunday, Panthers head coach Ron Rivera decided he had had enough and walked out of his news conference after just more than 2 minutes at the podium. Newton almost certainly won't play Sunday against Kyler Murray's Cardinals after missing the two biggest practice days of the week. It's unclear why, a day after Rivera said Allen would start if Newton is unable to play, the coach is being coy. Allen will likely be backed up by rookie third-rounder Will Greer. And what day in the NFL is complete without an Antonio Brown story? Nike has dropped Brown as a sponsored athlete, according to a report by the Boston Globe. This comes after helmet maker Zenith also cut ties with the Patriots wide receiver. Brown is facing a civil lawsuit against former trainer Brittany Taylor related to alleged sexual assault and rape. Taylor reportedly met with NFL investigators earlier this week for upwards of 10 hours. In an explosive Sports Illustrated story earlier this week, a second woman accused Brown of inappropriate conduct while in his employ. Brown, through his legal representation, has denied the allegations. As it stands now, it appears the league will not hold Brown back from playing this weekend for the Patriots in their matchup with the Jets. That is your update for Thursday, September 19th. The Titans and Jags are on tonight with the visiting Titans as 1.5-point favorites. We'll see if Gardner Minshew's arm and mustache can carry the Jags to an upset. Subscribe to the MMQB NFL podcast and MMQB News podcast feeds to get every show delivered to your devices. Listen for free wherever you get your shows.